Welcome to the Orlando Holiday Guide Podcast Show, presented by Hugh Hattrick in association with its Orlando Time Facebook page. Trusted, acknowledged, and respected. Hello, and welcome to Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide Podcast Show with me, Hugh Hattrick. And a very special welcome to all our guests, especially if you have been seen the advert from the post that we did on the It's Orlando Time Facebook page. Now we have some very special news today because Universal joins Disney in aiming for a June the 1st reopening date. Is it possible? I think they're being a little bit optimistic personally, but maybe, just maybe, they will actually reopen Universal and Disney on the 1st of June. It's certainly going to be very, very exciting if they do. And let's see how many people can actually get there. Because at the moment, we're not allowed to fly anywhere. And that's pretty much the same for America as well. So people coming from other parts of the country are going to struggle to get there. But if things get a bit better and they start reopening airports or kind of opening more flights, then it is possible that that will happen. Now, they're saying they're monitoring the situation and basically waiting to make sure that they're in agreement with health agencies and government officials. But anyone who has tickets to visit Florida, the Florida parks or the California parks before June the 1st will be able to use them right the way through December 18th as well. So it's right the way through the second part of the year. But I don't know about you, if they do open it on June the 1st, it's going to be great to get things restarted. And hopefully by then it will signify the restart of the economy and the kind of global kind of normality coming back again. Now, have you visited my new website yet? It's www.hughhattrick.com, where you can buy a copy of my Orlando Holiday Guide for just £5.50, including free delivery. And you can also get it for just £3.99 on Kindle as well and on iBooks. It's the ultimate guide to help you make the most of an Orlando holiday, even if you are going later on this year or have had to cancel and rebook. Now, what I thought we would talk about today is adding some of the kind of nice, special occasion type products and services to your holiday that you would maybe normally not always use. And one of those things, especially if you're traveling via TUI or First Choice and you're going to Florida with them, you will find that you land in Orlando Sanford Airport. And they have a very, very nice private lounge. In fact, I used the private lounge just over 10 years ago, back in 2009. When I proposed to my wife. And anyone who is planning on proposing to their partner and they're in Florida at the time, if you say that that is exactly what is you're about to do, they will let you in for free. Or perhaps if it's your birthday, they'll do the same as well. So there's a little bit of a kind of unknown secret of the Orlando Sanford Airport private lounge, that if it's your birthday or if you're about to propose, they should, certainly they normally do. It is kind of the untold policy that they bought. It's certainly worth a shot trying to get into the private lounge where you get lovely meals and food and it's quieter and it's just a nicer place to be than sitting in a very busy airport. Now, I'm not sure if that works for the private lounges in Orlando International Airport, but you never know. If you're trying that too, why not? Now, when you are planning on heading back to Orlando and you find yourself on a Sunday morning maybe thinking, what am I going to do today? Well, here's an idea. Why don't you visit one of Orlando's what they call kind of super churches? Now, there's one that we went to which is called City of Life Church, and it's part of the Hillsongs family. And Hillsongs are pretty famous with Christian worship music, kind of contemporary music, and they're really, really good. Now, it's a massive, massive place, and the one that we went to, which was in Kissimmee, was 2874 East IBM Highway at Kissimmee in Florida. That's 34744. Basically, you go right the way along the 192 and you can't really miss it. But if you go onto their website, which is www.col.tv, which is the City of Life Church, and then just put in Orlando and Kissimmee on Google and you'll find it from there. But it's lovely worship, a really friendly, lovely atmosphere. And they've got a huge kids' work as well. So they can go and do that while you can get to see, I think it's probably a 2,000 or 3,000 seat auditorium. And the worship singers are absolutely amazing, really first class. It's almost like going to some kind of concert It's that good, and you also get a great word as well. So for those of you who are perhaps Christians or looking to do something a little bit different, like the kind of gospel music and things like that, it's brilliant to go and see it. And there's lots of great churches all over Orlando, so it's worth looking in Google, finding one that you would like to see, and go along and have a great morning at a church while you're visiting Orlando. So I thought I would talk about all the kind of tourist shops that are on the 192. And my question is to you today, have you ever bought anything in a tourist shop that actually lasted? Because the last time we were there, we saw this sign for, you know, t-shirts from $2.99 or $3.99, things like that. And so we stopped. It's quite a big tourist shop just near the Chick-fil-A on the 192, just at Old Town Kissimmee, actually, just near the flyover. There's a big one there. And we went in, and sure enough, you know, it's all the kind of normal tat, and it is tat, you know, it's like key rings and different types of t-shirts. You've got some of the older Disney stuff, but we bought a couple of t-shirts and things like that. And as soon as we got home, I think we wore them twice, and they all frayed up, and then they started to degrade, you know, the colours came right off them. And we were using, you know, the right kind of washing powders and things like that. So a little word of warning, a lot of the kind of tourist shops and things like the indoor kind of markets, what do they call them? Oh, it's gone from my head. What do they call them? I was going to say the mosquito markets. It's not the mosquito markets. It's the flea markets. That's what it is. The flea markets. They you can buy it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there. Some of it you might find interesting and potentially useful, but a lot of it's just rubbish. And the thing is that you will find things like army knives. There are a lot of that, of course, in America, it's all legal to sell the stuff. But I think there'd be issues when you're bringing it back with knives and stuff like that. They probably won't allow you. You'd have to check very carefully with security and as to what you're allowed to bring back. But it can be interesting if it's not good weather. I remember the first time I went with the family, and for the first 2 days that we were on holiday, it absolutely poured down with rain, and we really were stuck for things to do. So we thought we'd go to the flea market, and at least it's indoor, it's air conditioned, and we'll have a look around. And there were some interesting things, but a lot of it was mainly tat. And other than that, another little word of advice: if you're out and about and your kids are hungry, and you think, oh, there's nothing anywhere near, or I don't fancy another McDonald's or something like that, if you try the petrol stations, you can save quite a bit of money. And some of them, like the 7-Elevens, have actually quite a reasonable menu. You've got things like, you know, chicken takeaways, pizzas, hot dogs. I mean, I think we got a hot dog and a Coke, and it was literally like $2, maybe not even that. So it's almost as cheap as the kind of Costco. And that's another place as well that you can visit. And I've been told that if you have a British Costco card, if you're a British Costco member, that also works in America and in the one in Orlando. So if you've got a trade card like that, it's worth going, especially if you're doing the self-catering route and you want to get some stuff to take home, then it is possible to get that from the Costco and save yourself a bit of money compared to the local high street. Another little tip there as well is if you happen to be driving past a Walmart, they normally have vending machines outside of the entrance. And things like you get, you know, a can of Coke or water, and it's actually very, very cheap. And of course, it's nice and cool. So if you've been at a theme park and you just need to get a drink quickly and you don't want to pay the theme park prices on your way out, stop at a 7-Eleven, or I would stop at a Walmart, and you'll be able to get it from the vending machine. It's nice and cool, and it'll literally cost you about 50 or 60 cents. It really wasn't a lot. Some of them even take credit cards as well. But I probably want to use change in one of those machines. Now, just before we go tonight, just to let you know that we've also got another couple of channels. Obviously, you're seeing this on the podcast or listening to it on Podbean. It tends to go out on our YouTube channel, which is look for Hugh Hattrick or Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide. And you'll see that on the Hugh Hattrick YouTube channel. So if you wanted to subscribe to that, that would be fantastic. As well as subscribing to Podbean, and that means that you'll never miss a show. And if you do want to tell other people about it, other friends who are over in Orlando who are wanting to go, then please do. It would be fantastic to help build the channel. But yes, so there we have it. It's been another week and another Orlando holiday podcast with the possibility that things might reopen on June the 1st. Let's hope that things get better. And remember to stay safe, keep your hands clean, and we'll see you next week. Bye just now.